Welcome into the Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. This is your place for intelligent conversation on the relevant issues of our day. And now, here's your host, Dr. Paul Dean.
Well, that Trump train is still rolling, Christy Dean. What you think?
I think it's pretty crazy. I never thought I would say it, but you're absolutely right. The Trump train is rolling.
That's right. Hey, are you aware of the delegate count now, the total delegate number?
I don't think I know the total number. What's the total number?
What, do you not pay attention to these things?
You know, I pay attention to some of it, but
I
not
hear
all
you.
Of it.
All right, Trump's at 315. Cruz is at 205. And poor little Rubio. I'm not making fun. That's the way Trump refers to him.
Right.
Yeah, poor little Rubio. He's bringing up the rear, 106. He's like the caboose of the Trump train.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty funny.
That was like the most fake laugh I've ever heard in my life. That's okay. Now look, we got to talk about some takeaways from Super Tuesday. The question I'm asking at this point, and we'll talk about why I'm asking this question momentarily, but does Super Tuesday really matter? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good question. I wonder that myself. People are all talking about it all the time. I wonder, is it really important for
Yeah.
every single day?
Well, I mean, no, it's important, but I mean, does it matter what happened? There's a little intrigue. I know you don't understand. We're going to get to it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. First off, we know that after Super Tuesday, Cruz, for example, Ted Cruz, is claiming to be the anti-Trump.
Really? Okay.
That's kind of
right,
a
he
asked interesting
for,
play on words, by the way. But
he
go ahead.
Asked for everyone else to prayerfully consider stepping out, like,
That's right.
He's the anti-Trump, and everyone needs to step out so that he can take him down.
That's right. Because when he made his speech last night, at that point, he was the only one who had beaten Trump.
Right.
Beat him in Iowa. And then, of course, last night, beat him in Texas, his home state. Beat him in Oklahoma. Then I think, where else?
Alaska.
So he beat him in, like, three states. Now, later, Rubio actually picked up a win in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, both Cruz and Trump had said, he can't win. And if you can't win, right?
Right.
Makes sense. But obviously, Cruz is saying, okay, well, look, everybody needs to get behind me. Otherwise, Trump has a pretty strong path to the nomination. But, of course, Rubio, he's trying to make the same case. He's claiming he's going to win Florida, et cetera, et cetera. Even Kasich is saying that he should be the guy because he's going to win Ohio.
Well, didn't he win like one state and that's it? Or he didn't
Kasich?
Even win.
No, he hasn't won anything yet.
He beat Rubio one time.
I don't know.
He was ahead of Rubio.
I'm like you. I don't keep up with Kasich. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm not making fun of the man. I just don't think he has an issue. I just don't think he has a chance. But nevertheless, that's what's going on. So, anyway, I think Cruz at this point has the better case. Now,
mm-hmm.
Obviously he's tried to paint himself as an outsider. He's certainly not an outsider. He's part of the establishment. But for whatever the reason, the establishment doesn't necessarily like him. They don't claim him, as part of the inside establishment. And that's because he, acted like an outsider when he was in the Senate, made a lot of enemies, that kind of deal. But he's part of that GOP establishment. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I guess they just don't think he's popular enough.
Right, that's part of it. But I do think he has the better case over Rubio at this point. Even Jake Tapper. He asked Rubio if he was in denial, when he was trying to make his case. So, anyhow, we'll just see what happens there. Now, obviously, and we've said this on previous broadcasts, folk are coming out in full force. Another takeaway. Folk are coming out in full force. They are attacking Trump.
Yeah.
The Democrats are attacking him. Of course, they got to get ready for him in the fall, they think.
Right.
Just liberals in general. I mean, the CNN, a couple of the folk on CNN, one was a Trump supporter, one. They got into this big debate last night over this whole racism issue. We might come back to that in a moment, but I'm just saying they're pulling out all the stops. But mainly, it's the GOP establishment. It's the neocons.
Yeah, well, on CNN, they were talking about the Never Trump movement that's going on social media.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently the Never Trump movement has nothing to do with the voters because the voters still put him in through and he won most of the states.
That's exactly right. In fact, let's just talk about the race issue. Trump, listen, I heard him. after he, let's see, what was, after the debate, was it the press conference he held after the debate? Maybe it was the next day. Oh, that's right, the Chris Christie announcement, the Chris Christie endorsement. Some reporter, and of course this is an obvious plant. It's not an issue, it's not coming from the voters, it's obviously coming from the media trying to, you know, take Trump out. Somebody maybe put him up to it, I don't know. But they asked him about David Duke. Everybody remembers David Duke. Of course, you weren't alive when
no.
he was. Like, you know, former Grand Wizard, I guess, of the KKK, known racist,
yeah.
that kind
mm-hmm.
of deal. So David Duke, they asked him, he's come out and endorsed you, you know, Trump. What do you say about that? And, you know, right there in the press conference, the first time he gets the question, he's like, David Duke? You know, I toss. David Duke, what? You know, he's just, and basically he says, oh, I disavow. Okay? I mean, immediately, no hesitation, no prompting, I disavow. And then, of course, he gets the question over and over again over the weekend. He disavows. And then on one of the morning shows on Sunday, I'm not sure what happened, but they were asking him about David Duke and a lot of other white supremacist groups. And Trump responded by saying, well, I'd have to know who these groups are.
Yeah.
All right. So they're trying to tag him with being a racist for that. He also said, you know, I don't know David Duke. And they're trying to make out like he was saying he doesn't know who David Duke is. Well, he obviously knew who he was, and so now he's lying. All this stuff. All Trump meant was, I don't know the man personally.
Right.
And then, of course, he disavowed. He disavowed in social media the next day. And it's like he's, you know, I disavow. How many times do I have to do it? And it's not only that. I'm not trying to be a Trump defender because, obviously, I'm not supporting Trump or any of these guys.
Right.
I mean, I'm talking about it from a Christian perspective. But the reality is, if David Duke endorses Trump, why should Trump have to disavow him anyway?
Hmm.
I mean, what do you think?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, Christians, obviously, we hate racism.
Right.
But if the man wants to vote for Trump,
right,
you know, he can do that. It doesn't mean Trump is a racist.
Well,
Trump's
just
trying to get votes. I mean, it really is a non-issue. What it is, it's liberals, it's the politically correct crowd. It's the whole PC agenda in our culture, and we just have to speak truth and say, look, racism, of course, is wrong. God says it's wrong. I don't even know how you can say racism is wrong if you don't believe in God. But, again, to try to tag Trump as a racist simply because some guy says something. By the way, David Duke said he didn't even endorse him. He just said he liked Donald Trump.
Well, what are they hoping that Donald Trump would say? What were they expecting him
well,
to say?
They
like,
want him
David
to,
Duke, don't vote for me?
Right. They want him to say to David Duke and all the white supremacists, don't vote for me. It's basically a case of saying Trump saying the exact words they want him to say as quick as they want him to say it. And who knows what that is until he messes up. And we would all
right.
mess up under that kind of pressure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just to be honest with you. So my point is, and see, look, the neocons, the GOP establishment, Rubio, Cruz, even those, they're all jumping on it. Why? Because they see it as a way
yeah.
to take down Trump. And no offense, this is one of my big problems with Cruz and Rubio. These guys claim to be big-time Christians, but you're willing to use dirty tricks. You're willing to twist the truth. You're willing to jump on things that you would normally stand against, like political correctness.
Mm-hmm.
You know Trump's not a racist. So these things are troubling for the Christian. But nevertheless, I think going forward, despite these attacks, Trump, he is likely to continue on the trajectory that he's on.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to win more and more states. And I think rolling into the nomination, or the convention, I should say, I think he's going to have enough votes just from, you know, the primary process. I think he's going to have enough votes to win.
Really? Well, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, don't you?
I do, yeah. But what does Super Tuesday matter?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. While Trump will have the votes going into the convention, read an interesting piece from Roger Stone and Ed Martin this morning from Breitbart.
Okay.
Now, Roger Stone and Ed Martin are political operatives. I mean, everybody knows who these guys are. But basically, what they're saying is, and they have the inside track. In fact, Roger Stone, I think, used to be somehow connected to the Trump campaign.
Okay.
I think Roger Stone's the one that just wrote this what do you call it, expose, blockbuster, bombshell of a book on the Bushes.
Okay.
I think. I don't, you know what? I don't want to say I think because it sounds like I don't know what I'm talking about. He is. Okay. Now, but that's not the point. The point is that they have come out and said outright. I didn't mean to use the word out twice, but nevertheless.
It's all right.
They have said outright that the GOP, the establishment, is going to steal the nomination from Trump at the convention.
Well, how can they do that?
Well, they've done it before. If you think about, was it Robert Taft back in the 1952 election when they stole it from him and gave it to Eisenhower? You think about the dirty trick they played on Ron Paul, changed the rules at the last minute because they didn't want Ron Paul to have a say at the convention. Not that Ron Paul's going to win the nomination, but they didn't even want Ron Paul around. They're going to do the same thing to Trump. Let me give you
a quote.
They
can really do that?
Oh, they can do it. Let me tell you how.
Then why do the votes even matter?
Ah, that's what I'm saying. Get it? The Super Keys, they really matter. Listen to this quote. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is just a setup. This is from the Breitbart article. A new super PAC has dumped $10 million into blistering negative TV ads against Trump in the last 3 days. The Koch brothers and their associates deny funding the effort, but the denials are questionable at best. The New York Times reported Sunday that the Rubio and Kasich campaigns, listen to this, are now openly planning on a brokered convention to stop Trump in the back rooms in Cleveland. The New York Daily News reported that Barbara Bush has vowed revenge against Trump for ending the low-energy campaign of her son, Jeb, the anointed one, and that the Bush clan is all in the effort to stop Trump.
Wow.
The news reported that Jeb may transfer the $25 to $30 million in super PAC funds he has left to an anti-Trump effort.
Mm.
So the plan is clear. Here's the deal. They are going to keep Trump from getting enough momentum or delegates, votes, whatever he needs. They're gonna keep him at bay with all this sniping, with all the attacks, with running into people. They're going to keep him at bay just enough so that he won't win on the first ballot at the convention.
Mm.
Which means they take a second ballot, and then the delegates are free to betray him. In other words, they don't have to go with Trump. The delegates that are pledged right now, they have to stay on the first ballot, but they'll be free on the second ballot.
So it doesn't matter the
doesn't
vote
matter.
That people cast?
Doesn't matter. See, here's what's going to happen. It depends in large measure on whether Cruz continues to do well or whether Rubio can somehow win Florida. By the way, if he doesn't win Florida, the establishment said, you're done. We're not backing you anymore. But let's just say Cruz or Rubio or Kasich, whoever, if they can coalesce behind one of them, fine. But if not, guess what? They are prepared right now. Now, this is the truth. This isn't some conspiracy theory. They're prepared right now to put Romney in the race. Romney will jump in late, some of those later primaries out on the West Coast, and that's why he's gone public now.
Are you serious?
That's right. That's why he's sticking his nose in everything.
What happened to democracy?
I know.
As much as I don't like Donald Trump, seriously.
Exactly. No matter who the nominee is, he should be the nominee, right? Or no matter who wins the primaries, he should be the nominee. They're stealing the election.
Who the people vote for is the nominee.
That's right. And we could talk about representative government and a complete democracy and all that on another broadcast, but you're right in this case.
Now, how are evangelicals responding to
this?
Are they happy?
Well, hang on. No, it's mixed bag. Mixed bag.
I mean, we're evangelicals.
Mixed bag. That's right.
Clarify.
We're definitely evangelical. But here's the other thing. When they get to the convention, just so you know, they can change the rules.
Really?
On, you know, how many votes you have to have, how many delegates you have to do this. They can lose it. They can do it. They changed the rules last time around to keep Ron Paul at bay at the convention.
Wow.
And that's what Roger Stone and Ed Martin say is going to happen this time. Now, here's the key. Here's the last quote.
Okay.
Surely the party pros know that a nomination wrenched from the hands of Donald Trump would be worthless, but they don't care. The ruling elite that has dominated the party would rather have globalist Hillary Clinton than the uncontrollable nationalist Donald Trump. The idea of a president not beholden to the ruling elite is more than they can stand. The system's rigged. And we Christians need to be aware of that and we need to think biblically about that. And we'll talk more about it on the next broadcast.
You've been listening to The Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. To access archived broadcasts, go to trueworldview.net, where you'll find other helpful resources. Thank you for listening, and join us next time on The Dean's List.